Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about forget that stuff. What are you putting up with that isn't good for you? Where have people crossed a boundary with you? How are you letting the little things get in the way of the more important stuff? Learn how to forget that stuff in this month's bonus episode as we continue our month focusing on love. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a women's retreat that I did a few years ago. There's going to be some irony here as I share this. I heard this a lot when working with my mentor, my women's group, and I'm still kind of processing it. It's a challenge for me. And the irony here is I had to say, forget that stuff. And just as a side note, you've probably heard this phrase a little bit differently with an F swear word, that S swear word. I don't swear on the podcast. I try not to swear. Sometimes I do, and really, if I'm going to swear, forget that stuff in the swear word form is, I think, the best. But I keep this PG, G, whatever, because I want to reach as many people as possible. I watched a great documentary with Tony Robbins, who I've been reading some of his stuff lately, and it was really great, but boy, does he swear. And my husband and I watched it, and my husband was turned off, and I said, yeah, well, I kind of understand why he's doing that, because it's kind of trying to jolt you and wake you up and snap you out of that autopilot. I don't need to do that here. If that works for you, then just substitute that for forget that stuff. I wanted to point that out so you know really what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the irony here is I learned this from my mentor and at the retreat, and that was a revelation for me. Like, wow, I can really say, forget that stuff. I'm no longer involved with the women's group. It was a great learning experience because I really had to step back and say, forget that stuff. I'm not hanging around. You know, I'm still processing it. It was very hard. It was very disappointing. My feelings were incredibly hurt. There were several things that happened. And after one woman in particular was just mean to me. And I'm like, this is a women's group. We're supposed to be light workers. We're supposed to be supporting not only ourselves and each other, but our community and the planet. And I'd put up with a couple months of excluding me and letting me know I was excluded. And then in October, she crossed the line into cruelty. No other way to say it. And after a couple months, I finally shared it with my husband. And October was like, I did a retreat. There was a mini retreat. And then I didn't go to class in November. And I dropped out. I'm not working with my mentor anymore. I really had to say, forget that stuff. Now, I'm the type of person, first of all, I paid for classes for 6 months. We had to prepay for 6 months this year. So I paid for two classes that I didn't attend. And if I pay for something, I want to use it. The only exception might be the Planet Fitness. I pay for that and I don't use it every day, but I use it enough to justify the $99 a year. Anyway, there's that, which I half joke about, but I'm half serious about. And if I commit to something and we're supposed to commit for a year, then I want to stick by and I want to honor that commitment. One thing that I learned from Matt Andrews, who channels the Mantara light language, and I did a check that out. Last year sometime did a podcast with Matt and he's really wonderful. And he was talking about commitment from a completely different perspective and obligation. And that's not where you want to be. You want to be in a good space. So anyway, long story short, I said, forget that stuff, and walked away from it. And in the past, I would have been said, no, you've committed, you owe everyone else that. And I'm thinking, why would I pay to get treated like crap and to not feel supported? And as you can tell, I'm kind of still processing this. It was very painful, but the irony's not missed on me that that's where I learned that and really learned to embrace it and had to walk away from that. So that's really what the basis for this episode is. Again, I've been toying with this and writing it and sharing it for, gosh, probably over a year now. And then this really seemed like the right time because I'm really living forget that stuff right now in my life. So here are some other examples of where I've had to say, forget that stuff, or where it's been used in my life. So this class that I did in October, another little ironic moment, there's another woman I'd met at the retreat, and she'd unfriended me on Facebook. And I said, well, you know, I'm really uncomfortable with that. And I have to say, I don't go and check and see who unfollows me because that wastes energy. But I had heard intuitively, go see if you're still friends. And we weren't. And I thought, well, I'm a little uncomfortable with that. And I don't want to make anyone else in this retreat feel uncomfortable. And my mentor at the time was like, forget that stuff. And so I did. I thought it was more important for me to do the retreat than worrying about how this other woman felt. Where do you need to say, forget that stuff? Where do you need to release what others are telling or suggesting you do? How many times have we let others or our perceptions dictate what we will or will not do? It's time to release it. Why would we be hesitant to say, forget that stuff? I'm walking away from a group I've been involved with for 3.5 years, a mentor I've worked with in that time. That's not easy. I do have some mixed emotions about that. When we don't walk away, we are seeking others' approval. I'm a reformed people pleaser / doormat. Not only is living this way exhausting, it's suffocating. Consider writing down how you feel. Did anyone say anything to you to make you feel that way? Does being around a certain person make you feel not so great? What can you discover when you write down your feelings? Are you anxious? Do you feel exhausted? Are you constantly stressed out? Do you feel like you are losing your mind? Are you ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in getting your life back on track. Autopilot. You know I'm huge on this, especially if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. Become aware and get off autopilot. This is a challenge, but it can be done. Quit going through the motions, or you will repeat what you haven't learned. In the past, I would have stuck with the women's group. I wouldn't have felt comfortable, but I would have felt, oh, I'm obligated. I have to do this. A good girl, a good person who commits sticks with her commitment. Become very aware of your thoughts. See the first episode from this month on positive self-talk. How can you approach people differently? Instead of automatically saying yes every time Sue asks for something, say you'll get back to her. Do you need to let go of any relationships? Instead of hanging around with people that aren't healthy, become less available. Don't see these as bad things. What can you learn from your experiences? I learned a lot from my mentor in the women's group. What can you do differently? Listen to my intuition because it was saying leave for several months and I ignored it. So I created my reality and had someone be so mean and cruel to me that I had no choice but not to go back. How can you have better boundaries and know when it is time to forget that stuff? Be concerned with your opinion. You can't change anyone else. You can only change how you respond. Remember, you can live your life from a place of love, still have boundaries, and be kind and respectful. Worry about you. Others' reactions are based on their issues, challenges, beliefs, etc. Concentrate on how you respond and behave. Quit seeing yourself as a victim. It's common for people who feel they are being influenced by others to blame these people. It's not their fault. It's yours. Own that. Work on the relationship you have with yourself. I used to have a really awful boss in LA, and he was just horrible to me. And I used to have a stomach ache. I didn't want to go in Monday morning. And when I finally stood up to him, the energy shifted and it changed. And what I've learned and believe is as you change and shift, either others will rise up with you and continue on your journey on the spiral, or they'll go away. I'd worked on myself. I'd stood up to him again in a professional way because this was work. Couldn't afford to lose my job. And true story, within a week or two, might have been a month, I don't remember. And he left. He found another job. I was cracking up because when he announced he was leaving, I emailed my best friend, Cotty. And Cotty was like, oh my gosh, do you remember, you know, you did this and it's when you stood up to him or whatever you shifted, because I was going to classes at the time and keeping Cotty in the loop. So I stood up, had a firm boundary, and he ended up going away. So get out of that feeling of being a victim. Dig deeper. Why do you want to please people and do what others want? What has happened to shape your behavior? When you take steps, the other person will change or go away. Remember, we create our reality. Try and not waste your energy stewing on the bad actions of others. Again, I'm struggling with this. Yesterday, I screamed, felt really bad for the cats, and yelled at all these women. But I'd kind of been doing the spiritual override and not acknowledging all my anger and pain. And after I record these episodes today, husband goes to work, I think I'm going to do some pounding in the bedroom. So make sure that you're acknowledging those feelings. I felt really good yesterday after screaming, but I bring it back to me. I created this. Again, I'm human, having a spiritual experience. So I honor where I am and own that I created it. If I'm really honest, I'd been wanting to stop. I'd been taking all these classes, seeing my mentor. It was a financial drain. It was really stressful. And I wasn't achieving what my goal was. And I didn't listen and I didn't leave. Bless them or do what I do and think of something pleasant when they pop into your mind. Again, as long as you're not doing the spiritual override, make sure you're getting those stuck emotions moving up and out. If you continue to see yourself as a victim, you'll just create more situations that prove to you what you believe is true. You cannot please everyone. Trust me, I can't do this in my personal life, with my business, or with this podcast. For some, the podcast is too short. For others, it's too long. My sound's not good. Don't like my voice. I don't worry about it. What I do will speak to you or it won't. It's all good. I do my thing and don't worry about it. Yes, I'm always open to constructive criticism, but I otherwise let it go. I can't be everything to everyone. When you catch yourself starting to try and please someone, say, forget that stuff. You can do it in swear words or in your Oprah voice, forget that stuff. Or how Wonder Woman would do it, or a Ninja Warrior. Have fun with it. Own it. Forget that stuff. Episodes that may support you in forgetting that stuff. January 2017, 155, how to determine your priorities. October 2017, what's your baggage? October bonus, 2017, physician, heal thyself. August 2017, bonus, are you doing the spiritual override? Episode 181, May of 2017, a positive mindset interview. Episode 175, The Art of Allowing, April 2017. Episode 165, Honoring Your Truth, February 2017. Episode 164, Spectacular Self-Care, February 2017. Episode 159, Destroying Your Doubt, January 2017. Episode 158, Listening to Your Intuition, January 2017. And finally, September bonus from 2017, How to Stop Being a Victim. I have to tell you, these episodes that I have suggested contain some of my favorite. Take actions from today's podcast. Discover where you are on autopilot when it comes to doing what others desire instead of what you desire. What stuff do you need to forget? Who do you need to let go of and quit trying to please? Think about what you have learned from your experiences and write it down. Stop seeing yourself as a victim. Say, forget that stuff when you need to, and follow through and do it. On our next episode, we are talking about social media. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.